The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. From the biggest moments...
Can you believe it?
...to gold medal championships...
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal!
It's your update on Canada's game. You're listening to the True North Ice Podcast with Jacob Ewing and Caleb Schneider. Welcome to the True North Ice Podcast, where we talk about everything Hockey Canada and everything Canadian hockey related. I'm Jacob Ewing, joined along always by Caleb Schneider. Caleb, how are we doing on this fine Tuesday?
You know what? I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk more hockey. We're back in the new studio once again. Take a look.
Bang.
Producer. Yes, we have a producer in the studio slash editor. We're moving up in the ranks. We have hired switch to camera three. No switching to camera three. Producer, you have anything to say before we get going?
No. Hi.
Okay, let's get going. We are going to... Do you want to talk about what we're going in today?
I would love to. So, yeah. Today, as you know, we're in the international break of everything that's going on right now. World Championship's going to start very, very soon, though. When this episode drops, it should be closer to 2 to 3 weeks mm-hmm. when the Women's World Champion starts. So, that we'll definitely have an episode on that coming out very soon.
Yep.
So, look forward to that. But today, we're talking about the best Canadian teams of all time.
Yes, sir.
We have a couple different categories. Of course, we have the Olympics. We have the World Juniors. We have the World Championship. And then we have a Canadian Cup / Summit Series.
Yep. It's going to be interesting. A couple of them, I believe we'd have the same one. Some teams we have differently. I don't know how to describe it, but I went a little deep and really thought through what I wanted to go with.
Really?
I'm looking for the most dominant teams of all time.
Okay. I kind of went the same way. You know, some rosters have big names,
yep.
but they didn't deliver at all. Right.
That's for sure.
And some rosters maybe didn't have the biggest names, but went undefeated. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Like 06 Olympic team was just
sucked.
Like, they sucked.
They really did
suck. They lost to Switzerland.
I know. Yeah. I know. So if you have the 06 Olympic team, I'll be upset, but that's okay.
I do not.
Okay, I figure not. Okay, anyways.
Which one are we doing first, Jake?
So let's start with the Holy Grail. I think we start with the Olympics.
Okay.
Let's get this men's party started off successfully. Men's.
Okay.
Yeah, I did not do women's teams. I'm sorry.
It's all good. All right, let's get into the men's Olympic teams. Who do you got on your list?
You just want me to reveal it right now.
Let's just hear it, man.
Really, I was looking at two teams that... Okay, my first thing was they had to win gold. They didn't win gold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not
Same
choosing
here.
Them at all.
Exactly.
So, like you said, the example of the 2006 team. So, it was kind of down to two.
Mm-hmm.
I cut it down to the 2002 Salt mm-hmm. Lake City.
Yep.
Great team. Stacked team. And I also cut it down to also the 2014 Olympic team.
Yes. Okay.
And yeah, yeah. My choice for the best Olympic team of all time is the last time NHL players were allowed yeah. back at the Olympics. The 2014 mm-hmm. Team Canada roster is, in my opinion, the greatest
Olympic what I got
roster.
Too.
Perfect.
Got
perfect, perfect.
2014
perfect.
And then 2002 is my second option.
Yeah.
2010 was behind 2002.
Yeah, 2010 was good too.
It's just they weren't as strong, weren't as dominant. Like, they gave up 3 goals in 6 games.
Yeah.
The 2014 team.
Yeah, that's insane.
Like, isn't that insane?
That's insane, yeah. The goals, 4 goals against were 17-3. Yeah.
They gave up 0 against the U.S. and Sweden in those final 2 games, too.
Yeah, that was really my the whole reason I picked them. Like, Price had a 972 save mm-hmm. percentage.
Yep.
Like, that's
insane. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. They outshot their opponents an average of 40-22.
Mm-hmm.
Price's goals against average. 0.59. Yeah. It's just, you know...
It's hockey. Dominance.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't really struggle too much.
Mm-hmm.
They're an incredibly defensive team. Yeah. And it's not, I mean, stars studded.
It's just well-rounded, most dominant. And at the time they're playing, the players, like the hockey in general, a lot more star talent than all those other countries too. Like U.S., yeah. Sweden, Russia.
But yeah, I think this is easily the best team. Mind you, 2002 mm-hmm. was like still a very good roster, obviously. Yeah, like yeah. Mario,
star-studded.
Sakic again. It's more star-studded, Iserman, I think. Like, for sure. Even Wayne Gretzky is the general manager.
Yeah.
But the team has 13 Hall of Famers mm-hmm. from the 2002 roster, which is insane.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do a quick exercise here. Looking at the 2014 roster, yeah. How many Hall of Famers do you got on there?
Okay, let's do this. Okay, Chris Kunitz is not a Hall of Famer. Sidney Crosby is a Hall of Famer, obviously. Patrice Bergeron is. Jamie Benn, he has an Art Ross, so I say he is.
Okay.
Ryan Getzlaff is. God, this is hard. Corey Perry.
Okay, I have mine sorted by points here.
Okay, Corey Perry has a lot of points.
I'm just doing it by points in this thing. Let me run down. Okay. Drew Doughty, Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Shea Weber.
Is he already in? Shea, Hall of Famer.
He's not. Well, he's still on an active contract,
he's
but he will be.
Hall of Famer, yeah.
Jeff Carter?
No, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Marlowe?
Gosh. Oh, Patrick Marlowe is not a Hall of Famer.
Crosby?
Okay, that's a dumb question.
Getzlaff?
Yes.
Taves?
Yes.
Ben?
Yes. Yeah, I'll
say Bomeister?
No.
Keith?
Yes.
Roberto Luongo?
Yes. Ask you, PK Subban?
No. Matt Duchene?
God, no.
John Tavares?
No. John Tavares, no.
Marty St. Louis?
That's really tough. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Carey Price, last one.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I'm glad we're kind of on the same page. Both teams have a whole whack of Hall of Famers.
Mm.
But I give the edge to 2014 just because they were so dominant. And the 2002 team, even though they had so many great players in the pool play, they went 1-1-1.
Yeah.
So not good enough for me.
No.
Obviously, they came out and won, but...
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, just the pure dominance of the 2014 mm-hmm. team. Like, I don't care. Like, rosters are a big thing, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's most... like it's, if we're talking about... it's got to be an overall team.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 2014, which is the best team.
Yeah, it was,
overall.
For sure.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I got.
Good. I'm glad we agree.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll agree on the rest.
What do you got? What do you want to do next?
I'll let you pick. I picked the Olympics first, so you go next.
Let's do World Juniors. I think that's the most exciting.
Bang!
Well, my runner-up is 1995.
We do not have the same nope. list. No, we do not.
No. 1995, they went 7-0.
Okay.
They beat up on Russia 8-5. Like, okay, let me just run down the scores. 7-1, 9-1, 8-3, 7-5, 6-4, 8-5, and 4-3 in the final.
Who are they playing?
They're playing bums, but remember, there's no goaltenders, and this is a star-studded team.
Name me some.
Ryan Smith, your guy. No,
Captain,
this is not really star-studded team.
Captain Canada.
I'm just saying, the way that they dominated, like, three players had more than 12 points in seven games.
Yeah.
There's another two players that had 10 points. Alexander Dagg.
My goat.
Your goat.
My goat.
Is on the team.
Really? Okay.
Ryan Smith, Todd Harvey, you know him. Darcy Tucker's on this team. Dan Cloutier, okay. Canucks legend.
Okay.
It's just dominance. That's how I went with that one.
Yeah, guys get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
These guys did a damn good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we were going to have the same runner-up, but apparently we don't. Mm-hmm. And if your runner-up is your... I think we have the same number one, but can you guess what my runner-up is? Any predictions?
Is it 03 or is it 05?
It's neither.
2020?
Okay, maybe you don't. You have no clue what my runner-up is.
2011, 09?
Hey, wait, stop guessing. The fun fact is you haven't even guessed it yet. You haven't even guessed it yet. So maybe it's not even a good runner-up, but my runner-up...
15?
Is the 2015
took me a while.
World
yeah,
Juniors
no, they have
team.
Got a lot of good players.
Oh, my goodness, Caleb. This team, if we look at it today, is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Shea Theodore, Josh Morrissey, Braden Point, Anthony Duclair, Max Domi, Connor McDavid, Nick Paul, Sam Reinhart, Curtis Lazard, Lawson Krause. Mm-hmm. Like, and then their goalie, Eric Comrie.
There you
who
go.
At the time was the backup goalie behind Fucali. I don't know if you remember Zachary Fucali in 2015.
Habs
I thought
legend.
He was going to be the next
Habs
Canada Canada goalie.
No.
And then he never made the next step. So, and Eric Comrie is actually a decent goalie now. Just off that roster alone.
No, it's a great roster.
They are stacked. And this tournament alone was insane. Like, if you look at some of the teams they had to play, Team USA is just as good.
Yeah.
Like, their roster is just as stacked. and Canada was still able to win it all. I know William Nylander was in this tournament. David Pastrnak was in this tournament. Like, the stars of today were that in Russian this tournament. Team,
that Russian team, they were weak, but they figured it out in the, from what I remember, they figured it out in that playoffs, eh?
Yeah. Anyways, like, even the U.S. Yeah. had Austin Matthews. You know what?
I think that roster is probably better than the 2000 or 1995.
I think no doubt about
it. I think 1995, they just dominated. Yes. But
my only factor is their competition was also so good. Mm. Like, every team was good that year.
That's fair.
And Canada's still able to get it done. That's get a win. Anyways, that was our runner-up. That's not even our number ones. So,
okay, let's hear
I think we have... I hope we have the same number one. Do you want to hear mine first?
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's obvious. I think the best World Junior team of all time is the 2005 yep. World Junior Championship mm-hmm. team. Okay, good. Okay, easily. Good. It's just like...
Like, if you win 6-1 against Russia in the final game... I think you pretty much deserve it, especially if you win 7-3, 8-1, 9-0, 8-1, 3-1, mm-hmm. and then 6-1.
It was kind of like the 2014 Olympic squad. Yeah, like, they outscored opponents 41-6 in the whole entire tournament.
They only gave up more than two goals in one game as the first one.
Yeah. And, their first line was made up of Ryan Getzlaf, Jeff Carter, and Andrew Ladd. Yeah. And they were a combined plus 35. And when they were on the ice, they never had an opposing goal scored against them.
And that's a crazy stat. And mind you, that's their first line. Sidney Crosby is on that team at 17 years old.
Yeah.
With 9 points, six goals.
Yeah. Their second line, Crosby, Bergeron, Corey Perry. Corey Perry.
That's just messed up.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. Like, Bergeron on the second line ended up with like 5 goals and like eight assists.
Right?
He had the most points and he's on the second line.
Like, on the back end, Brent Seabrook, Dion Phaneuf, Shea Weber. Like, these are all-star.
A lot of these guys are on our 2014 team.
Yeah. Clark MacArthur. Don't forget about him. He's on this team.
Cam Barker, Blackhawks legend. Anthony Stewart, Sportsnet legend.
Anthony Stewart, Sportsnet legend.
Mike Richards.
Like, yeah, man. Mike Richards. I forgot about I didn't even see him. Yeah, just...
I mean, there's really not much to say. Like, it was utter dominance once again.
Yeah.
And, like... Let's figure this out. If Crosby wasn't on the team, do they still win?
Yes.
If Crosby is on that team, okay. What if they didn't have Crosby and Bergeron? Would they win? I feel like they might.
Yes.
I mean, it's tough. It'd be close, but
like it is tough.
It would be tough when you lose your best two players.
You're just taking players off the team.
But like, it's just insane, like that. It's even a conversation that if you don't have Sidney Crosby or Patrice Bergeron on your team, you still might win. Like that's. Yeah. Embarrassment of riches, right?
Well, it was just pure and utter dominance. Mm-hmm. And also, this is a Russia team with Alexander Ovechkin. And
they still won.
Still won 6-1.
And they still won 6. Yeah, 6-1.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, 6-1.
No, you're good. That's all I got. You want to move on to World Championships?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we'll leave Canada in the end. World Championship rosters. I also have two. I have two for every single one. So
okay. I have one.
You have one. Okay, so the reason I actually did take two is I was originally only going to take one, but the one that I think is the best of all time, I don't think it might have been a bit unfair. Because
I think it is unfair, but for myself, I've got one and no runner-up. Like, that's how good this team that I chose is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That team is that good?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear yours first.
My top team? 2015. Is that what you have?
Yeah, it's my top team. Okay, I was gonna say. Team.
Yeah, I mean, 7-0, they completely dominated. You got freaking Sidney Crosby. You got 19-year-old Nathan MacKinnon on that team.
Yep, made the trip. Got, Matthew Shane, yeah, Olympian Matthew
that's,
Shane.
That's Eberle Hall, like Hall when he was somewhat decent. Brent Burns.
Decent.
Ryan O'Reilly. Aaron Ekblad at 19 years old, too.
Can you please name me the top scorer on that team?
Taylor Hall.
Jason Spezza.
Oh,
put some respect on scorer, his name.
Yeah, goal scorer.
Not point. Yeah, 14 points for Jason Spezza. Don't forget, he's my favorite player of all time. Some fun fact trivia.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was in his prime, he was an all-star. So, Jason. Don't forget about Jason Spezza.
Love
Scandal. He was on that team too. Brett Burns, Ryan O'Reilly, Tyler Seguin,
Claude Giroux.
Patrick Wierkosz, Sens legend.
Dang. Cody Eakin,
David Savard.
Braden Shen, Martin Jones, Mike Smith.
Good team.
Good team, that's for sure.
Very good team. Mine runner-up is the 1994 World Championship mm-hmm. team. I'll just throw that out there because we already revealed our number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine's 1994. Great team. Great Run team. Luke me. Robitaille.
Yep.
Paul Kariya. Joe Sakic. Rob Brind'Amour. Oh, gosh. Yeah, just a good team.
It is a good
overall.
Team.
Overall, Brendan Shanahan was on that team.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's a great team, that's for sure. I just think 2015 is better.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree. Like, dominance. There's not much of a difference, but yeah. There's a big difference between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that 2015 team was just insane. Mm-hmm. They just decided to go all in, apparently, in 2015. And won a championship. So, yeah. Like, won a championship. Mm-hmm. You got to do what you got to do. So, yeah. I like that. I'm good with that pick.
Go to, let's do our last one, the men's Summit Series / Canada Cup tournaments. Yep. Who
let's
do you have?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Pretty sure it's pretty clear cut. I think we did we finish with the top two? Did we finish with the top
best team all time
Thank
ever?
You. Did we finish with that?
We're all three.
We could pick one, yeah.
I'm saying for each category, do we have the same team?
Oh, I think so. So far, yes. This one we could be different. This one I think we could be different though.
I don't know.
I have two teams here, and honestly, I haven't even convinced myself which one I think is better.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're both good. I think
Okay, let's hear your
I got a
up.
Team. Between two. My runner-up is, I think this will be telling of which team I've actually taken.
Yeah.
The 1976 Canadian Cup team.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. That's not who I have
okay.
as my runner-up.
25 guys in the roster. Yep. 18 of them are in the Hall of Fame for 72% of their whole entire roster in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
The names on this list are crazy. Yeah. Bobby Orr, Dennis Potvin, Serge Savard, Bobby Clark,
yeah.
Marcel Dion, Phil Esposito, Bobby Hall, Guy Lafleur, yeah. like Lanny McDonald, Daryl Sittler.
Mm-hmm.
Just a crazy team. And they ended up winning in overtime in the final game to win it. It was the only time Bobby Orr ever played for Team Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So big tournament. And even with a battered knee, he still ended up winning the MVP.
Yeah.
Just a crazy team. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're my number. Yeah. That's my runner up.
My runner up is the 1972 Summit Series team.
Mm.
And this is how, like, this one is based on competition because obviously Summit Series was just the Soviet Union. That Soviet Union, remember in the last episode, two episodes ago, said these Canadians were going out there to die.
Yeah.
They could have died on the ice. Obviously, we have Phil Esposito, Paul Henderson, Bobby Clark, whole whack of legends on that team, too.
Wow.
But I think we're going to do our top team. I think we got the same one. Do you want to do it at the same time?
Okay, ready?
Three,
Let's do it.
Two,
two
one.
1987.
Bang. Wayne Gretzky had 21 points.
Yeah, that's why I drafted him first overall on my greatest Canadian players of all time. Watch that if you haven't watched it already.
Listen, Mary Lee Mew only has 3 less points, and he's 21 years of age.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
But we're not debating about best Canadian players right now. We're not even debating. We're just talking about top teams, right?
Yeah. At least 12 out of these 23 players are Hall of Famers.
Ray Bourque, Larry Murphy, Messier's on this team. Coffey's on this team. So many.
Doug Gilmore.
Amazing. Doug Gilmore, Rick Tocchet, Canucks coach, which is interesting.
Yeah. Brent Suter.
Claude Lemieux. Grant Fuhr as a goaltender.
And you know what, Caleb? I think we both know why this is number one.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of implication.
Yeah.
Big game against the Soviets. Big three games against the Soviets. But I was more or less pinned against the last one. 5-5.
Yeah.
Big winner from Mary Lemieux.
Yep.
It was just, you know, a lot on the line. A lot of historical stuff. But they were able to get it done.
Once again. And, yeah, crazy. Like, I think we talked about it in one of the last podcasts. The final three series, the final series between Soviets and Canada. 6-5 OT loss, 6-5 and double OT win, and then a 6-5 win.
Wow.
In regulation. Isn't that just crazy?
That is unreal.
It is crazy.
Unreal. So maybe not the most dominant team, but
biggest
they're also
competition,
playing.
Remember?
Yeah. So, there's a lot on the line.
Yeah.
And like this team is just like so, like, was it the only, how many times have we seen Wayne Gretzky and Mary Lemieux play with each other on this?
Wayne
played
Gretzky's
this well.
Played, I believe Gretzky's played in like 3 of these international type tournaments.
And Mario Lemieux, though, at the same time.
This was Mario Lemieux's first one, I believe.
Yeah.
So.
Just like, there's so many good players on this team.
Yeah.
And, like, it meant so much for the country to get the win
uh-huh.
that I think it deserves to be number one. So, I'm glad we agree. And actually, we agree on all 4.
Yes, we do.
Look at that.
Bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, that's...
All right, I'll ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Who edited the, you have to pick one team to be the best Team Canada team of all time. Any competition. Obviously not World Juniors because they're, like, young.
Best team of all time.
You could even use the Four Nations face-off team that we just played.
No.
Okay.
So, like, just best on, like, dominance? Is this how we're going to do it?
Best team ever.
Just, like, roster-wise?
Just ever.
Well, I'd go with the 87 team.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. What would you go with?
I mean, that's a loaded. That's a big question.
I think 14's the lowest.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of the three?
Yeah.
World Championship team, too?
Oh, ooh. World Championship and the Olympic team is probably the lowest.
Okay, well, the Olympic team is better.
Yeah, it is, actually. So it has go, to I think be if better. I if I rank 87th first, then we got the World Junior team.
Yeah.
Then we've got
No World Juniors.
Okay, then it's 87.
This is the best.
Right. Okay, yeah. Fine. We got the 87 team, then we got the Olympic team.
I agree.
15 was the
The 87 team, just because Sidney Crosby on the 2014 team is the only. There's a difference between amazing superstars and, like, generational talents.
Yeah.
And Sidney Crosby is a generational talent, and he's the only generational talent on that team. Yeah. This, like,
the 87 team.
Yeah, Wayne Gretzky, like, Lemieux, and Messier.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bork.
Bork
was the best, like, in the NHL, best Canadian defenseman. And
right?
Best defenseman. What do
you
think?
And, like, you can even maybe even throw Paul Coffey in there. Dale Hawerchuk.
Too, yeah.
Not obviously that generational player, but, like, a superstar.
He's there. Yeah.
Too many superstars on this 87 team to not pick them as the best team of all time. Oh, yeah. I'm glad we can agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no disagreeing this episode.
Yeah. No.
There we go.
If you are listening to Spirit Live, fortunately, our 25 minutes has come to an end. But check us out on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. There's a couple other places, too.
Yep.
Check us out because we're going to be talking about some U Sports and some CHL predictions just quickly and just for fun. Gonna go into some overtime over there, so go check us out there. Any other thoughts for the Spirit Live gang?
Nah, appreciate you chilling with us.
Yeah,
for our weekly dose of everything Canadian hockey.
Yeah, sadly next week is our last week.
Big finale though. Big finale.
You gotta miss it. You don't want to miss it. We're not even gonna spoil what we have.
Nope.
Not it's at gonna all. Be great.
You gotta be there.
Gotta be there. Be square.
Yes, sir.
All right. See you guys later. On to overtime.
Bye.